Gmail James Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com. FBI report, full report, with links. One message. Martin J. Driscoll less than in the mind way at gmail.com, Saturday, August 4, 2018 at 11:54 p.m. 2. FBI at realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history. Dear FBI, in my last report I said, if you don't listen to me, there is going to be another shooting, that got me into trouble. Why did I say that? I now have presentation media that the erosion of hashtag social trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. A Washington Post article is one citation of many research results on this social science research data, result after result after result confirming this. Can I be any clearer on the importance of bringing these into perspectives? Over the course of two or more years, I have used Twitter to attempt to relate this to you by my tweets to @FBI from account @GrewUp. Great reasons this will unite peace. I am a peace builder and there should be no problem understanding me or to misinterpret what I have to report as a threat. I had a criminal complaint made by my doctor's office when I relayed my last report to my doctor's office. That is because of bias in not bringing forward the truth. Now, what I have to report is that there is a conspiracy exposed, that is in the heart of a memetic presence, that is internal of the Ryan White Care Act and other social service agencies, to include the bias I received at the San Bernardino County Public Health Department, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /dph.spounty.gov, Department Behavioral Health, http://webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all-time human history, /dbh.spounty.gov. What is showing as a conspiracy is nationally systemic in the Ryan White Care Act that is collaborated by Glassdoor reviews of negative outlook and reporting of behaviors, attitudes, and actual, illegal actions, of corporate leadership of these nonprofits. This is where the hemorrhaging of the informational warfare has finally started to break its tool on social trust that is a matter of imperatives to correct. I am not kidding around, nor would I be reporting inaccurate details to the FBI in the manner in which I am. I expect that my report be followed up. I will be planning a trip to the office of the Los Angeles FBI in the next month or so if I do not receive a response on this report. I would like to first introduce the topic of erosion of hashtag social trust, which I have a written form post on LinkedIn which I am going to copy in full, including the URLs to the published articles on this subject. When you realize the perspective that this is showing, you must apply some adaptive forces of corrective action onto these matters. Then, I would request that you watch the presentation materials and spoken voice narrative social actor of persuasive technology that I have posted onto YouTube, bringing these written form articles life of actor presence. This has been a lot of work, and if my only audience is the FBI, so be it. But I am expecting that as time goes on, this point of view will eventually become critical mass convergence thinking on these subjects. Then, I would like to introduce the matter of the Ryan White Care Act social service industry and a personally experienced 11-month hate harassment campaign that I am a victim to have experienced for the second time. This time in Denver. Last time was in Oakland. That is when my last visit to the FBI occurred on June 21, 2007 at the Oakland field office. These are linking matters of time distance related. There is absolutely a conspiracy involving the Ryan White social service agencies that is harming, to unnecessary deaths, of persons living with HIV, AIDS. This also has study data reporting that a 2016 Yale University study has been released showing that state spending on social services directly affects AIDS deaths. https://news.yale.edu/2016/02/03/study-shows-direct-link-between-state-spending-habits-and-aids-deaths. This matter is imperative that you understand, this is a life wellness, health wellness matter of regard to correct. Don't insult my intelligence and tell me there is no conspiracy here. Now to the order of presentation, on LinkedIn this URL is to my post. Loss of hashtag social trust within our communities leads to violence, mass shootings and general social breakdown, LinkedIn. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/loss-social-trust-trust-quotients-within-our-leads-gun-james-driscoll/. I am providing a copy, paste in full of my writing article that appears on LinkedIn affixed to this report. Loss of hashtag social trust within our communities leads to violence, mass shootings and general social breakdown. James Driscoll, https://www.linkedin.com/in/james-driscoll-45213519/. According to many studies done in recent years, the United States trustworthiness hashtag social trust Google search, https://www.google.com/search. Num equals 100 and new window equals 1 and source equals HP and A equals MJE8W93LGUWR0WKLMKIGBQ and Q equals percent 23 social trust is failing. This article here on LinkedIn is to pull together a story about this problem so that we collectively become aware of IT's consequences for not addressing this in our society. Latest entry to the list of research and articles is posted at the end July 2018. Starting Point Research Guides. Income Inequality, Trust Homicide in 33 Countries, https://academic.oup.com/yearpub/article/21/2/241/498070. Frank J. Elgar Nicole Aitken published, 4 June 2010. Abstract. Background, theories of why income inequality correlates with violence suggest that inequality erodes social capital and trust, or inhibits investment public services and infrastructure. Past research sensed the importance of these causal paths, but few have examined them using tests of statistical mediation. Methods, we explored links between income inequality and rates of homicide in 33 countries and then tested whether this association is mediated by an indicator of social capital, interpersonal trust, or by public spending on health and education. Survey data on trust were collected from 48,641 adults and matched to country data on per capita income, income inequality, public expenditures on health and education, and rate of homicides. Results, between countries, income inequality correlated with trust, R equals -0.64, and homicide, R equals 0.80, but not with public expenditures. Trust also correlated with homicides, R equals -0.58, and partly mediated the association between income inequality and homicide, whilst public expenditures did not. Multi-level analysis showed that income inequality related to less trust after differences in per capita income and sample characteristics were taken into account. Conclusion, results were consistent with psychosocial explanations of links between income inequality and homicide, however, the causal relationship between inequality, trust, homicide remains unclear given the cross-sectional design of this study. Societies with large income differences and low levels of trust may lack the social capacity to create safe communities. A full book on the subject. Trust and Violence, An Essay on a Modern Relationship, https://books.google.com/books. It equals BR6 DCOSGREC and PG equals PA274 and LPG equals PA274 and DQ equals Social plus Trust plus Violence plus United plus States and Source equals BL and OTS equals TW7WID6SEJ and SIG equals O5ETWBMFGKLJY hexadecimal F3TDRQQCU2I4 and HL equals EN and SA equals X and BED equals 0 AHUQNP4V7OXKHUJ6LWKHSJGC YSQ6AITKAWAYA hash V equals own page and Q equals social trust violence United States and F equals false. By Jan Philip English Translation, C. 2012. This is one of the earliest published to the general public articles mentioning the danger signs from January 2013 appearing in Psychology Today. Lack of trust, a harbinger of social breakdown. Arming against, trying to starve it, are danger signs. By Lewis Putterman, Ph.D. January 5, 2013. https://www.psychologytoday.com/blog/the-good-the-bad-the-economy/201301/lack-trust-harbinger-social-breakdown. This article has a YouTube video spoken text play video. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals 9WTXN3WSU and feature equals U2.BE. Conclusion. If we Americans come to trust each other so little that our only response to gun violence is to arm ourselves still more, and if we distrust our own government so much that we treat it as a beast to be starved, then we just might be on the road to becoming the kind of society that performed so poorly when facing social dilemma problems in the laboratories of Herman, myself, and our collaborators. If, instead, we want to repair and strengthen the kind of social fabric that permits us, among other things, to use government as a tool for our collective benefit as well as the protection of our individual rights, we had best turn our back to how to choose trustworthy leaders, be trustworthy in our own dealings, and raise trustworthy children. Only through such trustworthiness, and the commitment to work together, can we have a society of high social trust. And only through such efforts can we support trustworthy and well-functioning institutions that allow us to be productive and to enjoy a high quality of life. Nation divided by fear, studies reveal widespread lack of social trust. http://blogs.theta.com/trend/featured/a-nation-divided-by-fear-studies-revealed-wide-spread-lack-of-social-trust/. By David Briggs, December 2015. This article has a YouTube video spoken text play video, video 1 of 13. https://www.youtube.com/watch. b=1c_x_b9(6)ue and index=1 and list=pl9fplpdapnxfvh92 form is amptioned mlg. Excerpt. By a significant margin, Americans have the warmest feelings toward whites, with a rating of 74 on the feeling thermometer scale in the study. Way down toward the bottom, below even immigrants and just slightly ahead of atheists, are Muslims, with a rating of 50 on the scale. A nearly threefold increase in hate crimes against Muslims in mosques in the last month, one study found, is evidence that they make easy targets. Politicians who would not dare target majority groups in the same manner float proposals such as banning all Muslims from entering the country. But it is a dangerous game. When we get too fearful, we tend to get more emotional than logical, and you can actually create the threat that you fear, said Chapman sociologist Christopher Batter, a lead study researcher. In 2016, this author wrote a LinkedIn article mentioning this cause and it grew up #community#binding-knot-of-reconciliation called Potapo is missing in our modern world of information technologies. https://www.linkedin.com/pulse/grew-up-community-peacebuilding-binding-knot-called-potapo-driskill/. Published July 2016. By James for Spoken Voice Narrative Presentation Interface, link community address number 06, approve pop-up window for audio media player. http://community.grewup.net spelled gruwup.net, great reasons this will unite peace a site advisor cleared safe education, reference, 06. Without the Potapo binding not forced into information theory, the powers of enforced unification of parties, that this Adinkra symbol represents the resolute is what is resounding missing here obvious to me, and the result of that missing empowerment is the violence that is holding on to the #BlackLivesMatter and #PolicyLivesMatter conflicts that have been bubbling up to the surface. This is due to the separation of distrusts so eroded that these persons defined as actors involved having an ill mind, mental illness, or evil doing thought, sane intentional harm-based thoughts to actions we want to define for collective discussions. But conclusively immaterial is the matter of principle wisdom guidance that no matter who they are and what baseline thought of considerations they have previously or in situation disclosed they have, and no matter who we are, of the permanence of all of the good intentions are phony to their mindful thoughts of trusting collectives. This must be understood as a resounding presence unchangeable in their mind presence for them to continue balanced and civilized onto their sense of stated presences of intentions bearing chaos and calamity in this unbalance unresolved of its challenges to define, for some this to which they themselves cannot comprehend to the understandings of reasoning of why it a life presence set up against them lifetime obvious is this way. They are not willing to continue and cope and remain in sufferance and within the silence of struggles that no one is seeing the truth what is holding against them. How the erosion of trust leads to murders and mass shootings, Washington Post. https://www.washingtonpost.com/outlook/how-the-erosion-of-trust-leads-to-murders-and-mass-shootings/2017/10/06/382cc4b2-a91e-11e7-92d1-58c702d2d975_story.html. norad.equals(on)en(utm_term=.4f1f6138ac46). By Randolph Roth, October 6, 2017. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation, play video, video 2 of 13. https://www.youtube.com/watch. b=fkvqhatmg04 and index=3 and list=pl9fplpdapnxfvh92 form is amptioned mlg. Excerpt. But while we all know from experience that shootings can lead to faltering trust, the reverse appears to be true as well. My research has found that declining trust in our institutions, our social structures and one another leads to more lethal violence, including mass murder. As abstract as these sentiments may seem, they predispose certain people to kill. In fact, they explain homicide rates better than any other factor, including unemployment, guns, drugs or a permissive justice system. When we lose faith in our government and political leaders, when we lack a sense of kinship with others, when we feel we just can't get a fair shake, it affects the confidence with which we go about our lives. Small disagreements, indignities, and disappointments that we might otherwise brush off may enrage us, generating hostile, defensive, and predatory emotions, and in some cases give way to violence. The surprising factors driving murder rates, income inequality, and respect. https://www.theguardian.com/is-news/2017/dex/08/income-inequality-murder-homicide-rates-im-1. Maya, December 2017. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation, play video, video 5 of 12. https://www.youtube.com/watch. Excerpt. The recent, stunning rise in inequality in America started in 1979, with the top 1% capturing 54% of all the increase in income between that year and 2007. While the Great Recession briefly paused the trend, between 2009 and 2013, the 1% took 85% of income growth, and the situation has only worsened since. During that time, however, homicide rates showed nearly the opposite pattern. They rose through the 1960s and 1970s, reached a peak in 1991, and fell by nearly half between that year and 2015. The last 2 years, however, have seen some rises. The rate in 2016 was nearly 9% higher than in 2015, and 2017 also seems likely to show a jump. Daly says that no one knows what time lag to expect between a rise in inequality and a rise in murder, but if it does take a few decades, this could be the start of a troubling trend, not a blip. The Left's Denmark Envy. https://www.washingtonpost.com/blogs/post-partisan/wp/2018/03/27/the-lefts-denmark-envy/. UTM_term=7DCFCC57CEAC. By Megan McArdle, March 2018. Excerpt. Social trust is, well, what it sounds like. How much do you trust your neighbors? And in turn, how trustworthy are they? In a low-trust place such as Greece, people don't trust their neighbors not to cheat, which in turn makes them more likely to cheat themselves, because why should you stay honest when everyone else is getting away with something? This affects everything, whether people pay their taxes, whether they take benefits they don't really need, how easy it is to regulate companies. And social trust also works as a productivity booster, because you can do away with a lot of the cumbersome monitoring that is ubiquitous in modern societies, the supervisors who oversee low-level workers, the store clerks who keep an eye on the customers. Every worker who is not making sure that people don't steal or shirk can be re-employed doing something that actually increases output. The United States simply doesn't have that level of trust. And while it would be nice to think that we could get there if companies and government simply stopped acting so suspicious, the fact is that they frequently act suspicious because, well, Americans cheat more than Danes do. Compare, for example, the American and Danish rates of tax evasion. Moreover, the mutual suspicion that Americans feel for each other restricts the range of politically feasible policies. Even if people aren't cheating on benefits, if there is a widespread social belief that your fellow citizens might, you will not be willing to support a generous welfare state. This helps explain why support is highest for old age benefits in the United States. It's hard to fake turning 65. Murder rates highest in countries that lack due process. https://www.colorado.edu/today/2018/07/16/murder-rates-highest-countries-lack-due-process. UTM_source=colorado.edu and UTM_medium=murder-rates-highest in countries that lack due process and UTM_campaign=homepage and UTM_content=news and events. Published July 16, 2018 by Lisa Marshall. This article has a YouTube video spoken text presentation, play video, video 3 of 13. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B=Z2SX7088 and T=0s and index=4 and list=PL9FPLPDAPNXFVH9D2 form is omphgidim LG. This study suggests that how the government treats people in its effort to provide security matters, says co-author David Brown, Divisional Dean for Social Sciences. When there is a lack of trust in the state, people tend to take matters into their own hands and there are real-world consequences. The YouTube playlist presentation mentioned in the Potapo image of this article is http://linkedin.com/lossoffsocialtrust.adankar.gruup.net spelled gruwup.net. Great reasons this will unite peace. A site advisor cleared safe education, reference /053-potapo/053-potapo.png. At GRUUP Conflict Resolution System Presentation, autoplay start at video 1 of 18. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals EF5ZRG3 Hina and list equals PL9FPLPDAPNX9YRM4WRVOG40Z6MRG_KJJ. Main description page. https://www.youtube.com/playlist. List equals PL9FPLPDAPNX9YRM4WRVOG40Z6MRG_KJJ. Presenting the foundation of ideas to the development of a new technology interface of an assisted conflict resolution system. In our world, we have intractable conflicts that remain challenged to be placed upright and resolved. These challenges go to a lack in communication tools that focuses on unification. Counter to what one might think, our society with the current popularity mainstream social media tool platforms being used is becoming detached by way of these technology tools. They are generating one more media marketing frenzy for the profit of companies at the expense of addiction and mental health. Our society is being hijacked by technology. The problem is described in this link, http://humanetech.com/problem-the-way-forward. I propose a two-tier cooperative development project. First, the introduction of a morality currency accounting and tracking system called #chromobones. Second, a user interface that will engage users across domains or even offline that will enable the temporary human-to-human or human-to-group collective purpose bonding presence of the peace and reconciliation binding knot of #potapo. These two symbols are sourced from the African Adinkra symbolic communication system and much can be utilized in the entire Adinkra set of symbols to the creation of a new communication tool. The way Adinkra is communicative effective is found in this link. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals GQGXC0AYRQ and list equals PL9FPLPDAPNX9YRM4WRVOG40Z6MRG_KJJ. This can work to form new understandings across culturally different lifestyles. There are over 100 Adinkra symbols in use today. The final video presented in this presentation is an introduction to the Adinkra. End of section 1. Section 1 has video long form playlist presented to the readers of the article. Since posting that article on LinkedIn, I have created a secondary, more precise subjected long form playlist presentation to the subject of #socialtrust and the social studies research results just presented to you. Here is that YouTube playlist link. Alt at GRUUP Conflict Resolution Presentation System. Browse mode playlist. https://www.youtube.com/playlist. List equals PL9FPLPDAPNX9YRM4WRVOG40Z6MRG_KJJ. Video media auto playlist mode. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals is1C_XB96UE and list equals PL9FPLPDAPNXFVH9D24MZOMFJDMLG. I expect this playlist to be played in full by the FBI considering the important topics that are foundationally being shared here. Please confirm back with me when this has been completed. Thank you. Section 3, the conspiracy that is a root cause of erosion of social trusts, deaths and life jeopardy wellness of a community. I place a retweet chain open Twitter directed to at FBI. These are presented bottom retweet chain, oldest to top retweet chain, newest. Some of these links have already been provided above. ==. James Driscoll at GRUUP. At FBI at New York. B at Billisangles at FUFO. Reporting criminal #conspiracy exposed in the Ryan White Social Services Nationally Systemic. Employee review site of Glassdoor collaborates these facts. http://webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, /dph.spounty.gov/gmail-acknowledging-a-conspiracy-exposed-is-complex.html. August 4, 2018, 9:48 p.m. The 4th of August 2018. https://twitter.com/gruup/status/10259679360480051200. James Driscoll at GRUUP. James Driscoll retweeted James Driscoll, at FBI at New York B at Billisangles at FUFO at BBoston, this is weighty truth that needs to be fixed. The loss of social trust in our society is driving violence, murder, and mass shootings in our society. http://fbi.webdomains.realuphuman.net spelled realuphuman.net, actively servicing the truth to all time human history, glassdoor.com/hiv-aids-services-organizations-employerviews/, https://www.youtube.com/playlist. List equals PL9FPLPDAPNXFVH9D24MZOMFJDMLG. https://twitter.com/grewup/status/10259691819274040. James Driscoll at GrewUp. James Driscoll retweeted James Driscoll. Hashtag WordStolabby circa 1750s expanded citations version standards of excellence, with citation after citation at the time in published works of morality on the topic subject happiness is found on books.google.com. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals LJHTKXQDV50 and index equals 4 and list equals PL9FPLPDAPNX9YRM4WRVOG40Z6MRG_KJJ, playlist presentation part 1. https://twitter.com/grewup/status/10259696665988644864. James Driscoll at GrewUp. James Driscoll retweeted James Driscoll. At FBI at New York B at Billisangles at FUFO at BBoston, playlist presentation part 2 theme, the erosion of hashtag social trust leads to violence, murder, and mass shootings. https://www.youtube.com/watch. B equals is 1C_XB96UE and list equals PL9FPLPDAPNXFVH9D24MZOMFJDMLG. https://twitter.com/grewup/status/10259708001379328282. James Driscoll at GrewUp. At FBI at New York B at Billisangles at FUFO at BBoston retweeting, playlist presentation part 1, at GrewUp conflict resolution system presentation https://www.youtube.com/playlist. List equals PL9FPLPDAPNX9YRM4WRVOG40Z6MRG_KJJ, part 2, sub, erosion of hashtag social trust leads to violence, murder, mass shootings, https://www.youtube.com/playlist. List equals PL9FPLPDAPNXFVH9D24MZOMFJDMLG. Thank you kindly for a comprehensive overview of these materials, as foundation of understanding, and then proceed to investigate the issues at hand are the truth and investigate the Ryan White and other social service agencies that are eroding our social trust by their suspicious activity. Sincerely, Citizen James Martin Driscoll, San Bernardino, yes that city, CA.